Mr. May pointed out to me in the parade that in Floyd's first two speeches, he had not used a single scripture to support his position. Maybe Floyd overheard that, or maybe Mr. May mentioned it to him, so he tried to give us some scriptures. We're glad for that. Before I look at those, I want you to notice again, in 1 Corinthians 14, something I pointed out. Remember I said, doesn't it tell a woman she can't speak in the Burger King or anything like that? It says, she's keep silent in the church. It's a shame for women to speak in the church. So now let's talk about 1 Corinthians 11. Now, chapter 14, verse 23 helps define what Paul meant by in the church when he says the whole church is all together into one place. Now, in 1 Corinthians 11, 2 through 16, it talks about the women praying and prophesying. We've already pointed out in our assemblies when the men lead the prayers, the women are praying too. They're just not leading the prayer. But it also says they prophesied. 1 Corinthians 11, though, how do I respond to that? Does Floyd have me? Has he found a woman prophesying in the church? Well, it certainly talks about a woman prophesying in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5. The only problem is it doesn't say in the church. Remember, I said the woman can speak at the Burger King. It doesn't say that. She's not to speak in the church. 1 Corinthians 11, 2 through 16 doesn't have anything to do with the church assembly necessarily. It's talking about, like you found in Acts 2, verse 17, women prophesying. It's outside the church assembly. Because it would have to be. First of all, it says nothing about the church assembly in the context. But it would have to be outside the church assembly because 1 Corinthians 14 says the woman is not to speak in the church assembly. Yet this passage talks about her prophesying, speaking. Therefore, it must be talking about outside the church assembly. As I pointed out, that women will prophesy. Your daughters will prophesy in Acts 2:17. In Acts, I believe Acts chapter 9, you point out Philip had four virgin daughters that prophesied. We've already alluded to this. The issue is not, can a woman teach the Bible? Preaching, in that sense, she can preach. She can teach the gospel. But she can't preach from the pulpit. That's the issue tonight. We don't oppose women teaching the gospel as long as they do it outside the assembly, 1 Corinthians 14, as long as they don't teach over the man, 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12. That's not the issue. We believe women spoke. As a matter of fact, we believe that is required that women are to teach. In Acts 8, 1 through 4, it talks about the whole church, including the women, went everywhere preaching the word, teaching the gospel. But since the Bible was written by God, therefore it doesn't contradict, it harmonizes. We know it was not in the assembly because 1 Corinthians 14 teaches it would be wrong for them to do it in the assembly. We know they didn't do it in a way that would be teaching over the man. That would contradict 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12. But they did teach the gospel. Acts 2, 17, your daughter shall prophesy. Floyd pointed that out. Acts 21, 8, 9, Philip had four virgin daughters which did prophesy. We agree with that. As a matter of fact, Titus 2, 3 through 4, the aged women are to teach the gospel to the younger women. That's a requirement. That's a command that they have to do. Not only do we allow that, we teach that that must be done. They must teach the gospel. 1 Corinthians 11 shows that. Acts 2:17 shows that. And Acts 21 shows that. You quoted those. But none of them say they did it in the assembly. None of them say they did it in a way where they were teaching over the man, meaning leading a class of men. That would violate the principle, the man is the head of the woman. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. Floyd brought up a parable or analogy, a black-white one again. This was about the congregation with 80% black, 20% white. I think we can all remember that one. I don't have to repeat the whole thing. So his parable, again, was to show that whites had been prejudiced against blacks in that situation. He did a good and effective job of showing an example where whites were prejudiced against blacks. Small number of whites in the congregation, yet the whites took all the leadership roles. Prejudice. They were prejudiced, no doubt about it. That, though, was supposed to prove that women can preach in the church. Now, Floyd, does that argument prove that the homosexuals' argument is right when they say that our prejudice against gays, that's what they say, that's what they call, what we really say, we don't say we're prejudiced against gays, we say that's a sin and they need to repent of it. But they'll say, you're prejudiced against gays. And they say, it's just like the whites being prejudiced against blacks. Suppose they use that analogy of the church with 80% black and 20% white, exactly the same as you. Would it prove their position that it's okay to be a homosexual and you still get along with God, you don't need to repent of that? it's okay for men to marry men. Would it prove it? Well, you acted like it would. Here's the difference. There's no passage that teaches or even implies at all, even hints at it, that blacks can't speak in the assembly or teach over whites. That's why when you have that hypothetical example of the whites, small percentage controlling the church, not letting the blacks preach, not letting them take any leadership positions, that's why that's wrong. There's nothing in the Bible about that. There's a big difference when you're talking about what we're talking about tonight and the homosexual issue. The difference is, Floyd, is the Bible says that homosexuality is wrong, Romans 1, 26 and 27. It's a sin, they've got to repent to go to heaven. And the Bible says that women are not to teach nor usurp authority over the man. And that women are not to speak in the assembly. You can't get all around those passages, Floyd, no matter how hard you try. I don't know why you'd even want to, Floyd. There it is. It never says, let your blacks keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted to them to speak. For it's a shame for blacks to speak in the church. That's why it was wrong when the whites did that years ago. But that's not the issue. It says, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. How could you say it any clearer than that? If God didn't want women to be preachers, suppose He didn't want women to preach in the church, Floyd, how would He have said it? You come up here and tell us how He would have said it if this doesn't make it clear. Could you have said it better? If He were wanting to teach women were not to speak in the church, not to preach the sermon, can you say it in a way that's clearer than that? It's a shame for women to speak in the church. You see the difference in the black issue and the issue we're talking about tonight? They're not even close. They're not any more close than the black issue is to the homosexual issue. And then, number 9, it doesn't say, let the black learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a black to teach nor usurp authority over the white, but to be in silence. Doesn't say that. The Bible never says anything like that. The Bible shows that racial prejudice is wrong. But it does say this about the women. This doesn't mean they're inferior or that men are superior to women. It just means they have different roles. Any of you men here ever had born a child physically? No. Every time, as far as I know, it's always the women. Does that mean the women are superior to us? No. Matter of fact, I think we're glad to let them handle that chore, aren't we? Doesn't mean they're superior. It just means that they have a different role than us. Doesn't make one gender superior or inferior to the other, but every time the wife has the baby, right? The woman does. It's a different role. In your family, you're the head of the house and your wife is subject to you. Does that make you superior to her? No, if you said yes right there, you wouldn't be able to go home tonight. Doesn't make her inferior either. It's just a different role. That's all that it is. I have a boss at work. It doesn't mean he's superior to me. Or I'm inferior in what we do. But we do have different roles. I program the computer. And he tells me what programs to write. Here's the verse. Is that clear? How could God have made it any clearer if He didn't want the woman to teach or usurp authority over the man? And then Floyd said, a woman can be an elder because she can teach, and that's the role of the elder. That's true. That is the main role of the elder. He also has the role of overseer, as you agree. Therefore, she can't be an elder because to be an overseer, she would have to usurp authority over the man, and that would violate this passage, let not the woman usurp authority over the man. And the passage of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3 that we brought up on the other chart, the man is the head of the woman. That means that the woman should not be an elder because the elder is an overseer and the woman should not be the overseer over men. It violates those passages. And then the last thing to point out was the little girl with the brother that was a year or two younger. He was allowed to be usher, do things that Floyd says is leading in services, and she was left out. So later she left the Church of Christ because of that. Well, the first gay preacher I ever debated was named Greg Bullard. And he was a member of the Church of Christ at one time. And you know why he left? Because they wouldn't accept him as a gay. He figured out he was gay. That's the way he would tell it. The Church of Christ there in Huntsville wouldn't accept that. So he left the Church of Christ. I guess every time we have somebody leaving the Church of Christ, we need to change our position on some doctrine so they won't leave. So if a little girl grows up and leaves the Church of Christ because they won't let her preach, we need to change the doctrine so we won't lose her. If that's true, we need to change our doctrine on homosexuality so we won't lose Greg Bullard. So we don't lose all these people going off into the gay church. The homosexual churches are full of people who have left normal churches, Baptist, Methodist churches, Presbyterian churches, churches of Christ, because those churches won't accept them as they are. They say, it's not that they don't love them, we love them. But we say we've got to repent if you want to go to heaven. They don't like that. So they go to the gay church, the Metropolitan Community Church. So the fact that that lady left the Church of Christ because they wouldn't let her preach or take a leadership role in the church is not an indictment against God, Jesus, Paul, or the Church of Christ. If somebody would have taken the time to read to her 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. And then, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. If she had a good and honest heart, like I hope that she would or did, then she would have seen no need to leave. If she had been shown this verse, she said, oh, that's why I can't preach in the church, because God said that I'm not supposed to, and I love God, and so I'm going to do what He says. Do you think anybody ever explained that to her, Floyd? Or did they let her leave without explaining to her and show her that passage of why she couldn't preach in the church? You know, Jesus said in Luke 6:46, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? When we call Jesus Lord, yet we say it's okay for women to be preachers in the church, we're not making Him Lord. Now, Floyd, you don't realize that, because I believe that you are sincere and you're trying to serve the Lord. So I'm thinking you're not realizing that, but you're not making Him Lord. You think you are, but you're not. Because you're saying you love the Lord, but you're not doing what He said. Now, remember, it wasn't just Paul that said this. Two or three verses later, he said, I want you to know that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. He was talking about Jesus. That makes this a commandment of the Lord. If we love the Lord, we will accept this. This will settle the issue tonight if we love the Lord. It is a matter of love for the Lord. That's what's at question tonight. And here's why. I know you think you love the Lord just as much as I do. But here's why this is the issue. When we look at what the Lord wants us to do, true love for the Lord says, even if I don't agree with something, I'm going to do it because the Lord told me to do it. Even if I don't like this particular method or way, I'm going to do it because the Lord told me to do it. That's what really loving the Lord is. Now, if the Lord told me to eat chocolate ice cream, I would be happy. I wouldn't have to love the Lord to eat it, because I'd eat it even if He didn't tell me to do it, because I like chocolate ice cream. But the Lord tells me to do something I don't want to do, and then I do it. That's when I prove my love for the Lord. You see? And so what's really going on here, with all due respect, Floyd, is that we want women to preach. Our society wants women to preach. It's the women's liberation movement. And so we let the tail wag the dog. We say, here's what we want. We want women to be able to preach. So let's try to figure out a way to get there. No. You can't prove that you love the Lord that way. The only way you can prove that you love the Lord is when I would like to allow women to preach, and I would. Pat Donahue would personally. I would like it. But since the Lord forbids it, we have to oppose it. That's when you prove your love for the Lord. How much time?
1:10.
So let's go back to this chart. Remember, Floyd, do you agree that your arguments tonight were to prove that it is not a shame for women to speak in the church? Weren't you trying to prove that tonight? When the Bible says it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Floyd's arguments were to try to prove, the Bible says, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. When Floyd is trying to prove tonight, don't let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is permitted unto them to speak. I think we can all see that of these two choices, Floyd will choose it is not a shame for women to speak in the church. That's what he would choose. That's what he thinks. That's what he's trying to prove tonight. It is not a shame for women to speak in the church. I'm trying to prove it is a shame for women to speak in the church. As many times as we spoke tonight, I think we can understand that. Now, which of the above do you think God would choose? Here's the choices. It is a shame for women to speak in the church. That's my choice. It is not a shame for women to speak in the church. Which choice do you think God would choose?